Welcome to Series 2 of I'm a Public Health Professional, Get Me Out of Here. Over the summer, we thought about changing the title, adding lots of whizzy new features and finding a new presenter. Then we looked in the Jigsaw piggy bank. 5P? Are you sure? So it's back to the best stories from the world of public health and the same old jokes. But this week, we do have something special. While I was away in Canada recently, I was lucky enough to catch up with Rhonda Berger, who's Director of Healthy Environment at Toronto Public Health. Unfortunately, the audio quality isn't as top-notch as we'd have liked, but hopefully that won't detract at all from the fascinating insight we got into environmental health in Canada when Jigsaw met Ron. The first question I asked him was, what's life like in environmental health in a city like Toronto?
You know, the way that I characterize the work in Toronto is that it's concentrated, it's complex, it's very challenging because of the number of different languages and cultures that we deal with in Toronto. There are something like 180 clearly identifiable languages spoken in Toronto. So that makes it quite challenging when you're delivering services. You have to try to accommodate the cultural and the linguistic differences, as well as many of the practices in terms of food preparation, attitudes towards hygiene, attitudes towards authority in many cases. It makes it a much more complex job than in the rural area. But the challenges in the rural area, and I had a chance to work in rural health units as well, is that they're just different, and they're different because of the type of land use issues that you face, the distances, the geography, the work with the local councils, the work with the local population. It just makes it a different kind of a job, although the common thread is obviously environmental health.
Is there a lot of politics involved with, elected politicians as well, or do you manage to kind of stay out of that a bit?
I spend a lot of my time as director of the program. I spend a lot of my time, I call it protecting my staff from the politicians' benefit or lack of benefit. Then automatically we tend to be the default position for the politicians and the media and for everybody else, and as a result, our folks are spending a lot of time in terms of trying to stay on top of the technology and the rapidly changing environment that we work in.
Yeah, I think that sounds very similar to things that are going on in UK. We have the Chartered Institute of Environmental Health over in UK. Do you have anything to do with them, or...?
We do. I've been quite active over the last 40 years or so with the Canadian Institute of Public Health Inspectors, and the Canadian Institute of Public Health Inspectors and the Chartered Institute do correspond regularly. I know that there have been visits back and forth and correspondence exchange on a regular basis. I'm also quite involved with the National Environmental Health Association in the United States, and I know that they have a working relationship as well, so that I think, in the English-speaking world, there is an attempt through the International Federation of Environmental Health and other more casual contacts to try and stay in touch with what's going on and to see if we can learn from each other, and there's always something to learn from somebody else in another jurisdiction.
Yeah, certainly. I think that's, I think it's really good. And I think, from what you've said, not knowing too much myself, I think we've got a heck of a lot in common in terms of, the problems that we face and the kind of day-to-day things we do, although obviously we work in slightly different frameworks in terms of the...
I think that's a good way to characterize it. If there's anything that I've learned, and I'm in my 50th year in public health in one form or another... if there's anything I've learned over the years is that we have a lot more in common than we think we do, and there's a lot that we can learn from each other as we go along. So I try to get to as many of the international presentations and try and stay up with the international literature and so on, and I would think that colleagues are doing the same thing around the world.
Well, thanks to Ron for giving up his time, and as a fellow tennis fan, hope the US Open finals live up to expectation. My thanks also go to Gary and Steph from CIPHI for making the interview possible. Oh, and if you heard a few jingling bells during the interview, that was George the Cat making his presence felt. I'll be back with another edition of I'm a Public Health Professional, Get Me Out of Here next week. This podcast is protected by a Creative Commons license. Any unauthorized reproduction for commercial gain is strictly prohibited.